If you ever hear the news and just want to scream, there's a number you can dial to let it all out. We'll let one of the callers explain.
It's literally just a line where you can call to just scream it into the void. Just if you're having a day, just call and go,
Chris Golmar set this up just before the 2020 election. He's an elementary school teacher and an artist in New York City, and he could see that people needed a place to vent. He set up a voicemail and a website called Just Scream.
I figured maybe I would only get friends calling in, but I think we're over 120,000 screams now.
As for what people should scream, Mr. Golmar leaves that up to you. He listens to all of the calls before publishing them.
I mean, the most common thing is they'll just call in and make a 2-second, 3-second long scream.
Ah!
Sort of the classic horror movie, ah!
Ah!
But I get people singing. My favorites are when people, like, try to get their baby to scream.
Scream. Good job. Again? That's a good one.
And some folks have really started recording messages of hope.
I know that the state of America right now is very tense, and we'll make it through.
Some have seen this as an opportunity to really help others' mental health.
I don't think I have a scream in me. We're still reeling from last year. But there's got to be something beyond this, right? And I got to believe that it's going to get better. So let's just hang in there, okay? You're valid. You're great. You're utterly fantastic, and I love you so much.
Golmar thinks of the project as a kind of time capsule from the election to the inauguration.
This is not a scream. This is my animal in distress call.
I mean, as a teacher in the pandemic, I see what it's like to be a parent, what it's like to be a child right now, and it's not a surprise, looking back, that 120,000 people have called and recorded screams.
Okay, the Just Scream phone line closes this evening, but there's still time to call, and the website here says, don't worry if you're afraid of human contact. There is no live human on the other end of the line. So, make sure your feelings are heard.
I love you! You're beautiful! Have a nice day!